I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Nigerian Cardinal Francis Arinze stated that the Holy Communion is only for Catholics in a state of grace, and that any steps taken to give increased access to communion to divorced and remarried Catholics and to non-Catholics was a, quote, serious challenge to the teachings of the Church. Cardinal Arinze argued that it was Christ who made those teachings and that, quote, we cannot be more merciful than Christ. Therefore, any interpretation of the Pope's Amoris Laetitia that would allow divorced or remarried Catholics or non-Catholics to receive the Eucharist is an incorrect interpretation. Someone opened fire at a middle school in Indianapolis, Indiana today, wounding an adult and child before being taken into custody. A spokesman for the county sheriff's office stated that they believe the suspect acted alone. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma City, a shooting broke out at a restaurant. Three people were shot and wounded in the restaurant, and a fourth fell and broke his arm while escaping. The gunman was shot and killed by two armed citizens. Leslie Stahl, a 13-time Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist, stated that President Trump admitted to her that his constant attacks towards the media is a strategy meant to discredit reporters and news organizations in order to protect himself from negative coverage. The Washington Post reports that the strategy has had an effect. A poll in April found that 3 out of 4 Americans believe traditional news organizations report, quote, fake news, although the definition of what qualified as fake news varied. Another poll found that 42% of Republicans believe that stories that were accurate but negative were, quote, fake news. Harvey Weinstein was arraigned today on charges resulting from the number of sexual misconduct allegations against him. The accusations against Weinstein helped start the national Me Too movement. The charges came 7 months after the allegations became public and stemmed from his encounters with 2 out of the dozens who have come forward. Weinstein has continued to deny any accusations of non-consensual intercourse, and his lawyer has claimed the charges are unsupported and constitutionally flawed. The American Jewish community has criticized the decision by Pope Francis to move World War II-era Cardinal Auguste Hollande along the path to sainthood. The AJC stated that the Cardinal was, quote, extremely hostile to Jews and did nothing to stop or condemn the genocide of Jews in 1946. The group's director of interreligious affairs pointed to a letter Hollande wrote in 1936 in which he told Polish people to stay away from the, quote, harmful influence of Jews and to boycott Jewish media. Hollande was the highest-ranking church official in Poland from 1926 to 1948 and remains well-respected in the country's Catholic community for keeping the Catholic faith strong and safekeeping the church's independence during those years of Nazi occupation as well as the first years of communism after the war. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.